Coming Out, written by Alex Lexi Bridges, narrated by Miss Jen Davis. Such butterflies in my stomach. But I had to do this. I just had to. Even if those butterflies turned into angry hummingbirds. But I had to. No one else was home but my stepmom, so I went down to the kitchen. Can I talk to you? She dabbed the sauce she was making with her finger and licked it off. Perfect. What do you want to talk about, sweetie? A big part of me, maybe most of me, wish she had just said, can it wait? But she didn't. And those butterflies were definitely angry hummingbirds then. I felt almost dizzy and sat down. She had left her glass on the table, and I took a big drink. She sat down next to me. Are you okay? She asked. I said, trying to sound more okay than I felt. I'm glad to have you home. I missed you when you were at college. I missed home. So what do you want to talk to me about?
It's personal first. I'm not even sure I should tell you.
I know you're the big girl on campus, rising sophomore, she chuckled. But I'm still your stepmom. You can tell me things. Hardly the big girl on campus. I'd been home for the summer for 2 days. I didn't know what I'd do, but I knew I couldn't keep my secret forever. It was hard enough trying to hide the pants I wet when I forgot I wasn't wearing, and I only had to hide them long enough to sneak them into the washer. Here goes.
I don't wear underwear anymore.
I didn't see her reaction because I was looking at the table.
I wear diapers.
It wasn't a deafening silence or an awkward silence. Just that terrible vacuum where words should go. And you don't know what's worse. The silence when you don't know what they're thinking but assume the worst. Or when they start talking again and maybe confirm the worst. I sat there wanting to fall through the floor, start crying, or run away. Honey, she finally said, did you go to student health?
No.
We'll make an appointment for you with my gynecologist. She'll probably refer you to a urologist, and they'll know what to do. She pulled out her phone.
It's not like that. I just like to wear them.
And I thought the first silence was long. Please don't think I'm crazy or gross. I pleaded when an hour, but really just 20 seconds had passed. I was on the verge of tears. I don't, sweetie. I don't think you're crazy. And certainly not that you're gross. Can I, ask you a few questions? And you don't have to answer them if you don't want to. I nodded and took another drink from her glass. She got up, made another at the sink, and sat back down.
Are you wearing one right now?
I still couldn't look at her. I looked at the table and choked out a, Stand up for me. That made me look up, bug-eyed.
Why?
Because I want to see. Come on, I won't bite. I stood up and she reached over and put her hands on my hips. I wanted to jump away, but couldn't. I felt frozen. She twisted me left and right and all the way around slowly. A ball of emotion rose in my throat. I whimpered. Sit, she said. I'd never have guessed. I can sort of see it now, but if you hadn't told me.
You're not mad?
Why would I be mad? They're just a different kind of underwear.
Oh.
I cried and got out of my chair and into her lap for the first time in years. I needed a hug, and who better to hug than her?
Thank you.
She hugged me back and gave me a kiss on my hair. You're different, that's all. And I love everything about you. Every single thing. I'm happy if you're happy.
That's all I ever wanted for you. Well, I did some crying on her shoulder. Not much. I don't really cry. I'm not the crying type, mostly. I got off her lap and sat back down in my chair. She handed me a napkin to dab my eyes. How long have you been doing this? Since September, I said, and blew my nose. Like a week after you dropped me off. So you've probably wanted to do this for... forever. As long as I can remember. I was so relieved. I just started letting secrets come out. I did sometimes before, but never real diapers. Not ones that fit me well. I didn't have a credit card to order them, and they're expensive. I saved all my money from last summer. I'll buy them for you. Wait, what? You? Really? I didn't expect that. Diapers are your underwear now. I buy your other clothes, or at least give you money to get what you need. You don't have to. Thank you. I'm running out. I wasn't sure what I'd do. You could have gone back to panties until your first paycheck, but no worries. I'm happy to, if it makes you happy. About my job, I didn't accept their offer, I confessed. Why not? I thought you liked that job. I do, but I can't lifeguard in a diaper. She got quiet again for a second. So this is really all the time, huh? Yeah, that's why I told you. I don't think I can hide it all summer, living in the house. And going back to underwear, I decided, wasn't an option either. I wear diapers. I waited most of my life to be able to say that. And I'm not taking it back. Ever. No, you probably couldn't hide it all summer, she said. Though you have so far. I wore panties the last 2 days. Until today. What? I forgot I wasn't wearing a diaper and I had an accident. Oh my. Do you have lots of accidents? She asked. No, sort of. I'm not sure. I wear diapers now, so I don't hold it anymore. Sometimes it just happens without me meaning to, or maybe I mean to, but I forget I did it. I'm not sure. So you use them. You don't just wear them. I turned crimson, and I hadn't thought I could blush any harder since I came downstairs. Mm-hmm. For everything? Not for everything. Not all of the time. But sometimes you... She trailed off. Sometimes... I won't do it here, if you don't want me to. Well, she said. She looked at the table, like me, and then back at me, and her expression seemed to soften. A poopy diaper isn't a big deal. You do what feels right. Oh my God, does it feel right? It feels so right. The only reason I don't all the time is because it's so hard to clean up by yourself. Okay, was all I said. How did you hide it from Jessica? She asked. Jessica was my roommate. Not well, I said with a chuckle. She caught me in one the very next day. Was she nice about it? Mm-hmm, I lied. I told her I needed them. I shook my head and rolled my eyes at the memory. She is so the babysitter of the friend group. How so? Just like if we were in a hurry to go somewhere, she'd change me. She'd check my diaper and sometimes carry my diaper bag. She even kept a change of clothes for me in her car. I was too wrapped up in the pleasant memory to remember I didn't need to tell my stepmom everything. I see, she said. And you like that? Her treating you like that? Sometimes. Honey, were you and her dating? What? No, she was just being helpful. She isn't... I mean, I am, but she isn't. Well then, I was confused. She might be. Which would be kind of awesome. I developed a crush the moment she didn't make fun of me for being in diapers. Well, she said and chuckled again. Anyway, I don't mind helping out with those things. One more diaper to change isn't such a big deal. Okay. I'm not asking you to do that. I know, sweetie, but you do dawdle sometimes, and if changing your diaper when we're trying to get out of the house helps, then that's what I'm going to do, if you're okay with it. You have a habit of making us late, she said kindly. I did, and it drove my stepmom to distraction sometimes. Okay. I told you because I thought you could help me hide it. We can do that, but you don't have to. I chuckled. I think I kind of do. Why? I accepted it. But you're my stepmom. And lots of other people love you, too. You don't have to tell them if you don't want to, though. But isn't the truth much easier than trying to hide it? I mean, honey, if you're going to make poopy diapers, I don't think you're going to hide it so well. I don't. Not every day. I promise everyone will accept you. Do your friends know? Besides Jessica, I mean. No. Up to you, but I tell them too. I can't really tell you're wearing a diaper under your jeans, but it's summer. I don't think the shorts you wear will hide them so well. Those were all good points. Hiding it is hard, tiring, and hardly foolproof. Lying to everyone I know. It's not that I'm above lying, at least on this. But if I lied, then everyone would be trying to help me. What about this exercise? And have you tried this diet? And I know this doctor who... I don't mind skipping all that. Okay. Okay, she asked. I'll tell everyone, and I'll tell the truth. And I promise everyone will accept you for who you are. Do you know how I know? How? Stepmom superpower. We just know things like this. I felt myself getting teary again. Thank you, really, for loving me for who I am. Cheesy, but I just had to say it. We both stood up and enjoyed a good, long hug. It startled me when she squeezed my butt, but I didn't stop hugging her. Smiling and looking kind of bright-eyed, like she was trying to be extra nice and not intimidating, she asked, "Can I see?" "I guess." Her hands got to the button on my pants before mine. I let her unbutton and unzip my jeans. She pulled them down to just below my diaper. I felt small, not in a bad way. And that was before she put her hand on it and gave my diaper a squeeze. "They're cute. You'll have to show me where you get them," she said as she raised my pants and rebuttoned them. "And what? You should go change before we have to leave." I was thinking of not going. "But it's the start of summer. We always go shopping for swimsuits at the start of summer. I don't think the ones you have will go over a swim diaper. Why don't you go change so we can leave?" "I'll just go in this." "It's too hot for that. And anyway, you need a fresh diaper." "I'm sorry, a what?" "They can last a while. It's not that wet." "Honey, come on," she said, and took me by the hand. "You shouldn't leave the house in a wet diaper. You can show me your things, and I'll get you changed. I want to see your diaper bag, and make sure it has a change of clothes, too." I trailed off again. "Thank you." "You're very welcome. I love you any way you want to be, and if it makes me very happy to help you be that person." "I love you." "I love you too. Everyone will accept your back in diapers. I promise. And it turns out, stepmoms do know these things.